Now, before we get into the holiday mood, Europe's biggest story this week was the return home of a group of Bulgarians who moved abroad in the 1990s, only to find themselves facing a death sentence for crimes they didn't commit. The six Bulgarian medics repatriated by Libya on Tuesday captured headlines across the continent. They'd been jailed for deliberately infecting children with HIV, but had always protested their innocence. Earlier, I spoke to Network Europe's Radostin Zhelev at Radio Bulgaria's studios in Sofia, and he described the jubilant scenes as the medics touched down at the city's airport.
It was so emotional. I mean, it was the moment that the French governmental airplane had touched ground at Sofia airport, and I suggest that I play the coverage of the reporter of Radio Bulgaria.
The French aircraft carrying on board the five innocent Bulgarian nurses has touched down. President Georgi Parvanov, Prime Minister Sergei Stanishev, Foreign Minister Ivan Lvov-Calvin, and the ambassadors of the UK, France and the United States to Bulgaria are on the tarmac to meet them. Loads of flowers and a great deal of hugging and kissing as the medics step onto Bulgarian soil. They're not trying to hide their emotions. They look in good health, they're smiling, they seem happy.
When was the last time you saw scenes like this at Sofia Airport?
I think I've witnessed such scenes on two occasions. The first one was when the Bulgarian football national side won fourth place at the 1994 soccer championships in the United States. And also when we welcomed the athletes from the Sydney Olympics.
Both sporting events,
yes,
I notice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a sense of national jubilation, of pride, perhaps.
Exactly, yes.
Has this been a long-running story in Bulgaria since the six were convicted in 1999?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's been on the news ever since they were first arrested in 1999 and they were convicted first in 2004. The first death sentences were issued on May the 6th, 2004, and then they were confirmed on December the 19th, 2006 by the Supreme Court. Then there was the appeal, and after the appeal, they were confirmed once more until July the 17th, when the High Judicial Council, this year, 2007, when the High Judicial Council commuted the death sentences to life imprisonment.
So this has been an emotional and sort of an intensely followed story in Bulgaria all the way through.
Exactly, and not only in Bulgaria. So ever since the first issuing of the death sentences in 2004, Bulgaria has tried to involve the international community, particularly so after Bulgaria joined the European Union on January the 1st, 2007. The international outcry has been really, really immense. And France, the United Kingdom and the European Union altogether has been really, really involved with that.
Do you get the feeling that Nicolas Sarkozy, the new French president, was particularly involved in the sort of finalising of this deal to get the medics released? Because he seems to be the face of the whole campaign, doesn't he? He's the one who's been in Libya also this week after the return of the medics, talking to the Libyan government. Do you get the sense in Bulgaria that it's Nicolas Sarkozy's pet project?
I think to us Bulgarians who have been following the case very closely, things are a bit different. I mean, it's not only down to Nicolas Sarkozy, especially due to the fact that Nicolas Sarkozy only got involved in this process very recently. But definitely it is down to him and his wife, Cecilia Sarkozy, who paid a visit to Tripoli, together with European Commissioner responsible for external relations, Benito Ferro-Waldner, that this favourable outcome has become a fact. The Standard Daily, that's a pretty big and influential and popular daily in Bulgaria, mentioned the French government blocking the anti-missile systems of Libya because they were French-made, just the way they did in Iraq.
Very interesting stuff from Radostin Zhelev in Sofia there, mentioning one source talking about French coercion and threats to switch off Libya's anti-missile shield.